Australia may be about to sign its first ever nuclear agreement with a country not signed to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. A parliamentary committee has released a report cautiously supporting the agreement to sell uranium to India, providing some safety conditions are met. But the committee's findings are non-binding, and the government could choose to go ahead without meeting the safety recommendations. Associate Professor Tilman Ruff from the University of Melbourne and the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons told The Wire's Tegan Farrell about the implications of such a deal going ahead.
The committee really makes very clear that there are some very significant problems with the agreement. It's arguable about whether uranium exports can ever go ahead safely, but this agreement is particularly hazardous in that the committee has made very clear that civilian and military nuclear facilities and materials in India are not separated, that there isn't an independent regulatory body in India. There isn't any plans for decommissioning of nuclear facilities, but India has made no disarmament or non-proliferation commitments. And at the same time, we're seeing a nuclear arms race between India and Pakistan that is currently seeing the most rapid build-up of nuclear weapons anywhere in the world. This is regarded by many as probably the main global hotspot where nuclear war could start if a regional conflict between India and Pakistan escalated. And they're both massively increasing their nuclear arsenals more rapidly than any other countries at present. And then at the same time, this is also being seen to undermine the Non-Proliferation Treaty and Australia's commitment to it.
What benefits will the deal bring?
Well, look, the only ones that have really been argued by the mining companies and the Minerals Council are, I think, quite exaggerated benefits of economic gain and of jobs. But I think that many, even of the submissions to the inquiry, have argued that these are way overinflated estimates. In fact, some of the independent economic estimates suggest that there are only about 600 people employed in uranium mining in Australia. And if you look at what's actually happening with the industry, it's not going anywhere fast. Last year was, in fact, the lowest level of uranium export for 14 years. It's never reached $1 billion a year. So for such a contested material with such long-term risks, you'd have to question whether it's really worth the benefits when we have very good alternatives in terms of energy-efficient and renewable technology that really need to be rolled out at scale and quickly.
What would you like to see happen going forward?
I mean, my personal view and the view of the organisations that I'm associated with, disarmament organisations and the health professional organisations, clearly indicate that nuclear power is neither safe or sustainable, and Australia would be far better off phasing out its uranium exports and really ramping up its involvement and its assistance and its exports of renewable and energy-efficient technology that India so desperately needs. I mean, the government clearly might still decide to go ahead, but it certainly needs to know that it's on notice that this is the most fraught agreement of any nuclear cooperation agreement that Australia has ever proposed, and its own committee members are telling it so. And it really is a key test, I think, for the government as to whether it's serious about Australia fulfilling its nuclear non-proliferation obligations or it isn't.
Associate Professor Tilman Ruff from the University of Melbourne and the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, speaking with The Wire's Tegan Farrell.